And I'm not even sure. The one thing that's confusing is it kind of implied that it was restricted with, you know, whatever attribution settings the person who uploaded it, me, had placed. And I really don't know what permissions I gave because I kind of skimmed through that part.
If somebody else used it publicly, would they need to credit you as the author?
That's a good question. Okay. Yeah, I didn't think about that, but now that you mention it, I would imagine they don't, but I can also imagine that people that put things up and they're being used for profit, then they might want some kind of credit or some kind of acknowledgement in terms of monetary or not.
If I take my time to upload my own image, even if it's going to be in a form that's supposed to be used for multiple people or anybody to see, I would hope that I would be able to control that image once I put it up there.
A year from now, if you changed your mind, could you take that photo back down off of Commons?
I don't know. In most, like, wiki environments, or, you know, for instance, on Facebook or anyplace else, when I make a comment or, say, on Yahoo Groups, when I post a message to a Yahoo Groups list, I can remove that content. So I would assume this is the same model. Okay. Anything I upload, I can remove.
Do you think you can change the terms of the license later?
Yes, I think so.
Could you change the terms of the license later on?
You know, I don't know. I think you may be able to, but I don't know for sure.
It's good. It's listing all the licenses. I think maybe a brief description of each one, just a little note underneath, giving people a basic and allowing them to do further research probably would be a good idea.
Would you prefer to see a short description of each one visible all at one time, or would you prefer to click to get a description or roll over to get a description?
I like just having sort of a one-liner appearing, maybe just indented underneath each one, so it's really visually clear that it's just a little note or guide with the option to bring up more information there.
Oh, another thing, it'd be nice to see another, like on Shutterfly, it actually shows how many bytes of your image is uploaded. So you could see if it was getting hung up on something, like, oh, it gets to 99, the dreaded 99, and it doesn't want to go to 100.
Right. Yeah, so like a progress bar.
Yeah, progress bar would be great.
The other thing that you could do, link here, which would be really cool, for if I was not sure exactly what I would do, is a link that would say, compare these, and have a quick summary that would tell me what the different options are. Something else I'd like would be an example. Because a lot of times, what I want to do is not necessarily learn more about descriptions, but just give me your best example. I like to benchmark stuff, so if you give me an optimum example, then I can go, ah, that's what they're looking for.